If you visit Laura Smith's house on Smith Road in Wawarsing, New York on a crisp autumnal morning, you might think she has it pretty good. The house is cozy and the setting is gorgeous. Catskill hillsides blazing with fall color, her lawn still green and thick. But then she opens the garage door that leads to the lower level of her house. And you're nearly bowled over by the ammonia stench of mold and mildew. She steps inside and shows off her 9-horsepower water pump.
When we know we're flooding, we get it set up. Make sure we have fuel, we get the hoses out, and I'll show you outside. We call it the Loch Ness Monster. The hose is about 30 feet long, 4 inches wide.
Smith says all it takes is a few inches of rain, and her basement and garage are suddenly full of feet of water. The pump can run for weeks before the basement's dry. Her water problem got really bad during a storm in the spring of 2005. Flooding knocked out the furnace, so she and her family relied on a wood stove up on blocks in the basement, and they worried that the foundation might collapse.
We were sitting upstairs in the kitchen with the door open here, and we were listening to the water going in and putting the fire out. And there was just like this hysteria that was happening in my head that, oh my goodness, we might have to evacuate. We might, we were able to stay. But sometimes I think maybe it would have been best for my house to really collapse at that time so I could have, saved myself the past 3 years of horror.
Smith says she laughs because that's the only way she can handle the situation. The water is relentless. On the morning that I visited, there hadn't been significant rain in Wawarsing for days, yet Smith's basement's walls were damp. She and her husband watch the Weather Channel with dread. The neighborhood's lawns are pocked with sinkholes. They can be big, up to 5 feet deep, but they start small. At a neighbor's house a few doors away on U.S. Highway 209, Smith pointed to a spot in the lawn where, she said, a sinkhole was coming.
Look at that.
It's spongy. Yeah, oh my God, that's a hole. That's a sinkhole.
That's another one.
That's not just coming. That's there.
It is there.
My foot just went a good 8 inches down into the soil.
The source of the sinkholes and all of the flooded basements in the area is 700 feet underground. The Delaware Aqueduct is leaking, badly, in two places, one directly beneath Wawarsing. The tunnel loses up to 35 million gallons a day, enough to supply tap water to the entire city of St. Louis. And a lot of it is soaking into the ground beneath the neighborhood and under 209, the only highway in town.
There's a possibility that the structure of that road could be eroded by the continuation of this flooding.
That's U.S. Representative Maurice Hinchey, the Democrat who represents Wawarsing in Washington.
Without that road, it would be very difficult for people to move from one place to another. And the longer this goes on, the greater the likelihood that there will be larger problems that will come about, and that those larger problems are potentially likely to affect very larger numbers of people.
For example, a sinkhole could topple a high-tension line, or floods could destroy buildings. Hinchey's been putting pressure on the New York City Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, which owns the aqueduct, to fix the leaks. But DEP won't confirm that its tunnel is the source of the water, despite the fact that it issued a paper this past June titled Wawarsing Leak Report. More importantly, Hinchey says, the tunnel's a symbol of what's wrong with infrastructure nationwide, decades old and falling apart. If the aqueduct fails completely, Wawarsing could be inundated, and 8 million people in New York City would lose half of their water supply. It seems like a problem from hell, seeping upwards from the underworld into the lives of Laura Smith and her neighbors. On a fall night, they gathered around her kitchen table to eat zucchini bread and talk.
Bottom line is we all own homes that are worthless.
Richard Eisinger's the guy with the brand new sinkhole in his yard.
When I bought this home, it was so our daughter can finish school, and eventually we plan on retiring and moving away from the area, maybe south where it's warm or out west, who knows, but this was an investment. Now we have a couple $100,000 tied up in something that's worthless. It's worthless.
Assets are now liabilities.
His neighbor Julianne Lennon nodded.
Any work that any of us do, I mean, they've done beautiful work on their home. We've done so much work on our home that we'll never get a return on. Never.
Money's the problem for government officials, too. It'll cost billions to fix the leaks, if they can be fixed at all. Some engineers think that the water may be the only thing that's keeping the tunnel from collapsing completely. The neighbors in Wawarsing hope that the leak under their houses won't get as bad as the other leak in the aqueduct near the banks of the Hudson River. That one's turned a small valley into a swamp and seems to be opening up a sinkhole on the shoulder of a nearby road. Water rushes out through a ditch, then flows under a power plant. For Weekend America and Blueprint America, I'm Rick Carr in upstate New York.